From the Ingles Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, March 30th, and happy 86th birthday to actor Warren Beatty.
Calling Dick Tracy, calling Dick Tracy.
Come in, Pat, this is Tracy.
We got five dead men at the 7th Street Garage, and nobody knows who they are. You better get over here right away.
I'm on my way. I'll be back. I want to know how it comes out.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Man transported to hospital from burning home after a SWAT standoff. Sixes Elementary student reunites with deployed dad. Marty Farrell sworn in as Canton's new police chief. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. The standoff in Southwest Cherokee County ended with a 36-year-old man being transported to the hospital for minor injuries. Deputies responded to a wellness check where a man reported his son, armed with a rifle, was inside a home that had been shot from within. SWAT and hostage negotiators were called in when contact couldn't be made. The suspect fired rounds at deputies and started a fire inside the house. SWAT members eventually removed him from the burning house. The man faces charges including criminal damage to property and reckless conduct. His identity was not disclosed by authorities. At Sixes Elementary School, a heartwarming surprise unfolded during lunch as fourth grader Caroline Jansen received an unexpected visit from her father, Master Sergeant Brian Jansen. Brian, who had been deployed overseas for 6 months, wasn't expected home until the next day. Students joyously cheered and thanked him for his service as Caroline and her dad shared a touching reunion. The heartwarming moment was celebrated by the school community, highlighting the bond between families and the sacrifices made by those in military service. Marty Farrell was sworn in as the new chief of police for the Canton Police Department on March 27th, officiated by Canton Mayor Bill Grant. With 33 years of experience, including serving as police chief in Marietta, Farrell expressed gratitude for the opportunity to serve Canton. He highlighted his commitment to learning from and contributing to the Canton community and police force. Farrell's appointment follows the retirement of former Chief Stephen Merrifield, and Mayor Grant emphasized the importance of finding a qualified candidate who aligns with the department's values. Farrell's leadership is anticipated to bring success to the Canton Police Department. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. The Georgia Senate approved House Bill 1104, initially addressing mental health risks for student athletes, but now containing various controversial provisions affecting schools. Passed along party lines, the bill prohibits sex education before sixth grade, mandates parental notification of library book checkouts, and enforces bathroom use based on birth certificate gender. Additionally, it bars transgender males from girls' sports. Republicans argue it safeguards children and empowers parents, while Democrats criticize the bill's amalgamation of contentious measures, labeling it a Frankenstein bill. Concerns arise over its potential negative impact on the LGBTQ students and its procedural approach. The bill requires further review by the House before final passage. Georgia Power and state energy regulators have reached an agreement to boost the utility's electrical generating capacity, including constructing three new gas combustion turbines at Plant Yates near Newnan. According to Georgia Power CFO, the revenue generated by this new capacity will outweigh the cost, resulting in savings of $2.89 per month for residential customers from 2026 to 2028. The agreement aims to maintain reliability, support economic development, and reduce rates for all customers. Georgia Power plans to add 2,600 megawatts of power to meet the growing demand, utilizing gas turbines, power purchasing agreements, and expanding battery energy storage and distributed energy resources. However, the Southern Environmental Law Center opposes the agreement, criticizing its favoring fossil fuels and potentially increasing energy bills, urging consideration of renewable options. The Public Service Commission is set to vote on the agreement on April 16th.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number one, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number two, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. Republican candidates of Georgia's 11th Congressional District, including incumbent U.S. Representative Barry Loudermilk, Lori Pesta, and Mike Pons, discussed their goals at a forum in Canton. Hosted by Republican organizations, they'll compete in the primary to face Democratic candidates in November. Loudermilk emphasized addressing the weaponization of government, aiming for free and safe nation. Pesta stressed America First General, focusing on veterans' care. Pons highlighted concerns about Congress's operation, advocating for fiscal responsibility and preserving American freedoms. All candidates shared a commitment to restoring the American dream. As spring arrives, Georgia State herpetologist Daniel Sullenberger receives numerous inquiries about snakes. Most are harmless, but concerns often revolve around identifying venomous species and what actions to take. Sullenberger advises caution and recommends giving snakes space rather than attempting to handle them. Resources like the Georgia Department of Natural Resources website help identify snakes. While most species are non-venomous and protected by law, venomous ones should be left alone. Sullenberger urges people to support wildlife conservation efforts and offers tips to preventing snake encounters near homes. We'll have closing comments after this. Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.